Great program.
Live from Adnum on 87.9 FM. This is the Best Radio.
Sky News Center at 10. Egypt's military has ousted
President Mohamed Morsi from power.
His boy danger of political turmoil
comes to the army.
Both the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, a bloodline to quell civil unrest.
Hundreds of thousands of people have taken part to celebrate.
And there are also large gatherings of government supporters.
Speaking to a translator, Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi
has been run out of patience.
The armed forces have exerted lots of effort during the last 2 months. In a direct and indirect way,
to actually address the internal situation,
and to carry out the reconciliation between armed democratic forces. Meanwhile, in spite of the Wimbledon semi-final, but only just in the CFAT sound for overcoming the member of the Basco, the British number one, isn't it? He had to change his mindset to win.
We don't know exactly what it takes on as a kind of the more times you're in those positions and the more times you can come back, one down still holding it to things, and the way to negotiate your win.
Were based here at the Yanovich on Thursday. A former chief constable and former board chief of the police watchdog, Clay Hoffman, tried to discredit members of Stephen Lawrence's family.
Norman Patterson was in charge of the force in West Yorkshire.
The Prime Minister has rejected accusations for plans to charge foreigners £200 to access NHS services as xenophobic. Fellow public health minister Diana Abbott believes it will undermine work to get at risk of groups tested for HIV. Fashion retailer Nicholas Barr looks up onto administration.
The company employs 75 staff across its retail network and 44 in its London headquarters.
Who briefly asked by the Chamber for a dialogue earlier, he lent his voice to his body while he was on a visit at the BBC studios at Manchester.